fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 7th day of February. The preparative of the day is to get all that dental work taken care of. You've been putting it off. That's pretty normal. I've done that in the past, and I regretted it. Don't put it off. Don't live to regret putting off dental work. Dental work and dental issues in normal times are problematic, but in a long-term crisis, well, it can kill you. An abscess tooth can just flat kill you. So the proper tip today is to take care of all those dental issues. If you have to go into debt, that's one thing that's worth going into debt for, is to get the dental issues resolved now while you can. Okay, we were hoping that Sam would call in. And I don't believe Sam has called in. No, he has called in. Sam, are you there, sir?
Your hopes have been answered, John.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning.
Wonderful. Good. Well, Sam represents and is the primary factor in making everything work down at Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone is answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. That's 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, we're digging out from the snow. It should all be gone by the end of the day tomorrow at the latest. And we have a calendar of events, training coming up before the end of this month for Freedom Center, don't we, sir?
Yeah, I sure hope so. We've got 2 instructors still on the road, and when they get back from the SHOT Show and their travels, we're going to get together and get it ironed out.
Outstanding. Well, I plan on signing up for a couple of classes myself, and I'll be encouraging everybody listening to sign up for classes also. The core mission of Freedom Center USA is to train trainers, train men and women who go back to their home communities and in turn become trainers themselves, isn't it, sir?
Yes, we want people raising the level of their game. We want to get them out of the law enforcement culture, the gun culture from law enforcement. We want to get them out of the standard basic military culture, and we want to get them to what I call the tier one level culture of gunfighting. And it's a different game. when you know how the professionals, the best people in the world, do things, and you see how people are trained at standard ranges, it makes your heart sink, makes you want to cry. I mean, it's not what people need. And we've tried to change that. We've tried to introduce these more advanced skills right at the beginning, train people properly from the very beginning. And it has a tremendously positive effect on their ability to fight with a weapon. And that's the bottom line, is you're in a fight. When you're attacked, you're in a fight. And the first three things that you do will probably decide whether you live or die.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's serious business that has serious consequences. And the protocols of the testing, of the training, I should say, at Freedom Center USA have been modified and changed over the years to get even more refined with each passing year, haven't they, sir?
Yes, we've quantified in a very detailed way what someone has to do and in what sequence they have to do it. And our instruction and our drills and our practice scheme is geared toward that sequence. And it's remarkable. You watch someone shoot over the hood of a vehicle or around the side of a vehicle, the way that law enforcement is trained to, or the way that the military trains you to use cover. You watch someone do that from different angles, no less. So you watch from behind, you watch from the side, you plant cameras down by the target so you can watch from the front, and you realize that they're exposing 90% more of their body than they need to in their use of cover. I mean, it's dramatic. And so what we're doing is we're teaching students from various types of cover to use positions where they're only exposing the barrel of their gun and possibly their sights and the eye that's using the sight and maybe a tiny, tiny piece of their forehead. And that's it. And when you see that low signature position and you learn that, I tell you, our students are hard to hit. You graduate from the first two classes that we teach, the basic tactical handgun, the basic tactical rifle, and then the enhanced urban vehicle tactical course, you are one tough person to defeat in a fight.
It became pretty common knowledge in Vietnam pretty quick that majority of fatal injuries in a firefight were head injuries. And when we were saying so long to a compadre, farewell, we didn't say see you later or goodbye. We said the following: keep your head down. That's how we said goodbye to each other in Vietnam. Keep your head down. It's still true in modern-day combat, isn't it, sir? Head wounds will just pretty much end your life really quickly, won't it?
Yeah, that's it. If you get hit in the head with a bullet, it's pretty much done. You know, you're over. The fight's over for you. And reducing the amount of your head exposed in a fight is a big deal. Reducing or not exposing at all your brachial artery, your lungs, your heart, your femoral artery, your ankle, your foot, you know, don't give the enemy any of that to shoot at, none of it. And learning how to do that from different shape cover is a critical thing. I mean, we basically are teaching seven positions that cover, that are useful, I should say, across a range of types of cover. So you're going to learn to shoot standing. You're going to learn to shoot from behind vertical cover like the wall or a corner of a building. You're going to learn to shoot from horizontal cover, a horizontal wall, or maybe the curb of a street. You're going to learn how to shoot under a vehicle. and all these different positions, you're going to learn to shoot from a hillside, from a 45-degree angle on a hill, all these different positions. By the time you're done learning about the common shapes of cover, you need skill in 7 different shooting positions. And people say, well, I mean, there's only vertical and horizontal and maybe angled cover. So what are you talking about, Sam? Well, not exactly. There's wheels and tires for cover. There's curves. There's different height of horizontal cover. Sometimes there's a height. There's a horizontal and a vertical restriction. And different positions have different advantages as far as how much of your body you're willing to expose as a target to the enemy. And learning how to place accurate fire from these different positions where your rifle may be canted, it may not be straight up and down. Okay, so now how do we hit the target? Where do we hold that dot? Learning these various skills is hugely important.
It is hugely important. And you can't learn this out of a book. You need to be on the ground with a rifle in your hand with trigger time, don't you?
Yep. You need to work that pistol with your right and left hand. You need to work the rifle with your right and left hand. And here's the reality of it. You do not get to pick the cover that's available to you when you're attacked. The timing that your attacker chooses to attack determines what cover is available to you, if any.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely true. Yeah, a question or comment? This is Farmers Monday. The call number is 512-248-8252. Any updates on the availability and price of ammunition and or primer, sir?
Not on primers, but I have seen more ammo continue to show up at different places. Target Sports USA, Sportsman's Warehouse, Cheaper Than Dirt, places like this, we're seeing ammo show up. So you just got to get on the internet and check in the morning and check at lunch and check at night. And hopefully from a timing standpoint, you'll run into something you need.
I hope they will. And that's, yeah. We, I know you pay attention to geopolitical matters. There's some people postulating that what's going on with Russia and Ukraine is a massive psyop to get our frontline troops out of the country. The 82nd Airborne already has their advanced party in Poland right now for command and control, leaving our country more vulnerable than it is already. Your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, I don't think our country's that vulnerable. We've had troops overseas since World War II. I mean, when have we not had troops overseas? I mean, we've had troops in Korea, Vietnam, Taiwan, Germany. You know, even AFRICOM, our command structure that controls our troops in Africa is stationed in Germany. So we've had quick reaction forces in Italy. You know, we've just had troops all over NATO countries, all over the Far East. I really don't consider our active military the primary deterrent to invasion. I honestly think it's the American gun owner, which brings me to a topic I want to tell everybody about.
Please.
The ATF and the FBI and now the White House have been cold busted in keeping an illegal database of gun owners. The FBI, by the way, a lot of people don't know this, have been ordered twice by the Supreme Court over the years to destroy their database of gun owners. Of course, they haven't done this, and they've been spoon-feeding information to the White House. They have been building a database of American gun owners with over 920 million gun owner records. Think about that, people. The White House has amassed a database of gun owners illegally of over 920 million gun transactions.
Pretty close to a billion, it sounds like to me.
Yeah, well, I think that news ought to push us over a billion pretty quick. John, there is absolutely no purpose for a national gun database other than as a foundation for confiscation. I know it. You know it. The whole world knows it. Get ready, folks.
Roger that. Roger that. So now this has been made public. What's next?
You know, I hope what's next is that the 2022 election puts actual conservative Republicans in control instead of these rhino Republicans, because there needs to be accountability. And by the way, if you just wanted to entertain for a moment that these federal agencies have your best interest in heart and really do care about the law, well, the FBI got caught red-handed spying on Steve Bannon's lawyer. Some people may or may not know this, depending on your education level, but you have something called attorney-client privilege. The federal government is not allowed to spy on your attorney when you're being accused of a crime, or even when you're not being accused of a crime. Your communications between you and your attorney are protected by the U.S. Constitution. They're supposed to be private by any measure. Well, guess what? Steve Bannon, who was ordered and subpoenaed to testify before the committee on January 6th, guess what? His attorney, Robert J. Costello, was being spied on by the FBI. No warrant, no order from a judge. No legal methodology did the FBI use to spy on someone's attorney that they're trying to attack.
This is about as bad as it gets. Our judicial system is based on rules, and when somebody like the FBI breaks the rules, there are no rules. That's very, very disappointing, and there needs to be some accountability here. Sam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning. I don't know if I told you, John, that I discovered 5 years ago that my father's side, the family, my father served in World War II, my grandfather served in World War II, and my great-great-grandfather served in the Civil War. Yeah, that was back in the day when they had those 50-caliber rounds, the mini-balls. He was in the Battle of the Wilderness in 1864, and he was captured and taken prisoner. He was in Andersonville, Georgia, for Andersonville Prison for 11 months. I don't know if I told you that. But I didn't like the Civil War growing up, when I was... my classmates didn't understand. I didn't know either. I just didn't like it. The stupidest thing we ever did. Over 700,000 men, women, and children died. Anyway, and then when I was 33, I started having nightmares about war, being in war, and that war I was in was in the Civil War. So there's something called epigenetics, which believe that we, especially we men, carry the dramas, traumas, and tragedies of our forefathers. And I think that was evidence. But that was in the 90s. It was in 94 that I got that information, but it was 4 years ago that I 5 years ago that I found out about my family. But anyway, licensure of any kind is a restriction on the Second Amendment. And by the way, I wanted to ask you, John,
hold on to the break, Mark. We'll break that.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Fix bayonets!
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, gentlemen. We are back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment from EMP Shield. Building with Sam Andrews, this is Farmers Monday. The website for Freedom Center USA is the following, freedomcentertraining.com. You want to sign up for a class, order a custom rifle, may perhaps get a thermal imaging scope. Give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And Mark, you have a comment or question, sir? Please go ahead.
Yeah, what I wanted to ask you guys is if you watched the interaction with Senator Ron Johnson out of Wisconsin, and it was a five-hour ordeal from what I understand. I saw 18 minutes of it, some of the highlights of that those interactions, talking about, and what they focused on was the Department of Defense and how the active duty are basically a controlled environment. You know, it's by force martial law that those guys have to go along with the vaccine. And the thing about it is, what they brought up was that the age 18 to 24 males are the ones that are getting hurt, myocarditis, and that's heart, and it's permanent. So I don't know if you guys heard about that.
I'm aware of the testimony. I'm aware of the consequences. Yes. Are you, Sam?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've been studying the DMED data. I'll give you some stats after the caller's done.
Anything else, Mark?
So my take on, we don't need to be putting our nose over there in Ukraine, Russia. That's a distraction away from home. We need to take care of our borders. We need to take care of our own country. And the ATF going after, my understanding is they're going after FFLs. I mean, they're just racking it up. They're going after everything. They're going after the guys that got the braces. I'd be going after them. They already went after the bump stock guys. This is all just a tag on everybody that's got any of that stuff, and obviously they're keeping a track of it. So licensure of any sort is a violation of our right to bear arms. So that's what I say. So anyway, I'll let it be at that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Go ahead, Sam, with your follow-up of what you've been looking into.
Okay, so there is a database kept by the U.S. military. A lot of people are not aware of this. Okay, it's called DMED for short. And what it includes, I mean, what it's Defense Medical Epidemiological Database. This is what we're talking about. These are the stats, the health stats of our warriors, the people who serve our country. All right. Well, let's get into some of these stats. This data is based on the last 5 years. So we have 2021 data, 2020 data, 2019 data, 2018, 2017, and also 2016. So when you compare year to year, and I'm specifically talking about the year 2021, 300% increase in miscarriages in 2021. So what we're comparing is the time period when people were taking the vaccine to the time periods when our military was not taking the vaccine. We're comparing 2021 to 2020, 2019, 2018, 2017, and 2016. 300% increase in miscarriages. Over 300% increase in infertility. Or excuse me. 300% increase in cancer diagnoses. Infertility is up 471%. Pulmonary embolisms up over 450%. Bell's palsy diagnosis is up 291%. Neurological issues up over 1,000%. Now, let me put this in perspective, right? If you have, say, across the whole military, 10 cases of, let's say, cancer diagnosis, let's just say 10 across a whole year, 300% increase is not 12 cases or 13 cases. A 300% increase would be 40 cases.
That's right.
Think about that. And neurological issues up 1,000% in 1 year? That is impossible to be random. That cannot be. None of this is random, folks.
Rob, absolutely. Absolutely. Sam, hold on, we got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I've had several calls and emails about having new real estate listings. Well, there is a new one, just as of a couple of days ago, a new real estate listing right here in beautiful Crawford County, listed at my website on Highway BB. That's Highway Bravo, Bravo. You might want to check that out if you're interested in relocating to my county, Crawford County, Missouri. And, of course, energy cleaners. We've had issues dealing with these computer chips, just like Ford Motor Company. It is shutting down plants now because they can't get their chips, but we're getting them. We're getting the energy cleaners manufactured, helping people get past the arthritis pain. That's right, arthritis pain. It's pretty ubiquitous. If you aren't doing the things you like to do, go dancing with your honey, ride a bicycle, walk in the park, ride a motorcycle, whatever it might be, the energy cleaner will help you get past that arthritis pain and get your life back. Check out the details for the energy cleaner. And if you already have an energy cleaner, check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're beautiful. They're soft, warm, and cozy. Only $75, shipping included. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. And you can place your order at my website, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. You want to check out what's going on at Freedom Center USA, just go to the website. That's freedomcentertraining.com. The training session will be posted hopefully before the end of the month, and that's when you want to call Sam at the following number and sign up for a class. That's 417-718-2597. Sam, you're giving us this course on the medical record keeping of the military. It's very scary. Now, it's within certain segments of the military, let's say pilots. It's a relatively small group of men and women compared to the entire military, let's say jet fighter pilots. There aren't that many. And they don't all know each other, but a lot of them know each other, and they have to be comparing notes and being very concerned about blood clots, heart issues, infertility at these levels. And I'm sure there's a lot of anger among these men that they've subjected themselves to that. What do you think, sir?
How could there not be anger? I mean, this whole thing adds up to crimes against humanity is what it does. I mean, when you think about the stats that we're talking about here, these DMED stats are damning. I mean, this puts officers in our military as complicit to murder.
That's right.
I mean, think about this. A 300% increase in miscarriages, cancer diagnosis is up over 300%, infertility up over 400%, Bell's palsy up 291%, 1,000% increase in neurological issues. I mean, the stats on myocarditis have gone through the roof. Now, if you haven't looked at the Defense Medical Epidemiological Database, I implore you, research this. Call your congressman and tell them about it. Honestly, there's a whole bunch of cowards in this country that need to head down to Sam's Wholesale, and they need to buy in bulk apologies, because your supposed conspiracy theorist friends have been right about this clot shot, and right about the science, and right about the ramifications and the horrible effects of this vaccine have been right from the very beginning. And the data from the DMED data from the U.S. military proves it conclusively. This kind of jump in problems is not random, folks. It can't be random. It's impossible for it to be random. We're not talking 3 standard deviations from the norm. We're talking about 300 standard deviations from the mean here. And if you know anything about stats, you understand how crazy that is.
Sam, this is at the very highest level. Now, as you know, I do private consultations. I had two doctors, a chiropractic physician and his wife, a nurse practitioner. They had a client, worked for one of the 3 vaccine manufacturers, who said it took 6 years to develop the vaccine. Frequently, these vaccines are referred to as experimental. An experiment is to prove or find something to be true that you don't know otherwise. There's nothing experimental about these vaccines. They know precisely what they will do, how they're going to do it, because they took 6 years to develop them. There's no experiment here at all, in my opinion. What do you think, sir?
Well, when you look at the development of this vaccine technology and the records of it, I think we're going on 7 years, John, back in 2015. I mean, that's when we can prove there was serious work being done on this vaccine technology. Why? It just the whole thing stinks. I'm telling you, Nuremberg 2 is 2.0. It's about to become a real thing. Crimes against humanity. This is what's been done to the American people, to people all over the world. It's disgusting. It's ongoing. And what's really frightening is the mass formation psychosis that has occurred. You have almost half the population, if not more than half the population, that is so scared now because of the constant barrage of lies from the media and the government that they will continue taking boosters until you've wiped their lineage off the face of the earth. They literally don't understand this vaccine is destroying families.
Well, if you want to know what's coming, look at Israel. The most heavily populated medium-sized or maybe a large, small country. Most of the population is on their fourth booster. The hospitals are full of sick and dying people. Israel will cease to exist as a country in 3 to 4 years. That's what will happen. You want to see what's coming in this country? That's what's coming. Israel is doing to themselves what the Third Reich could not do. They're committing suicide. And Americans are lining up to commit suicide as we speak, aren't they, sir?
It's remarkable, the mental health. And once you take one shot, I think you're probably compromised to some degree, not just genetically, but mentally. And, you know, I talked a little bit about this, maybe I did in the last show. But if you go to Revelation 18:23, it says, "And the light of the lamp will not shine in you any longer, and the voice of the bridegroom and bride will not be heard in you any longer. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery." Now, that's the English New American Standard. Guess what happens when you go to the Greek and you look up the Greek word that we translate to the word sorcery? You know what you find, John?
God, I would give up. What is it?
Pharmakia.
Uh-huh.
If that doesn't make the hair stand up on the back of your neck in today's world, I don't know what would.
Yeah. Yeah, well, testimony in the U.S. Congress that took place about 2 weeks ago. A doctor was in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. He did a little selfie video, and it was my prepper tip of the day last week. More human beings will die in 2022 than any year in recorded human history. I'm paraphrasing. But unfortunately, that's probably going to be a true statement, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, I don't see how it couldn't go that direction. But here's the thing, with the miscarriages, dramatically fewer people will be born.
Are conceived. Because
yeah, and with the infertility right. issues,
precisely.
even fewer people will get pregnant. I mean, this whole thing, and we've said this from the beginning, if you want the gold standard, for is this part of the Antichrist agenda? Ask yourself this question. Does it promote life on Earth or does it detract life on Earth? Does it increase the population of the Earth or does it decrease the population of the Earth? And we've known, you and I, John, have known for a long time that their number one goal is depopulating the Earth. They want you off their planet. Their specialists, the rich and powerful, their scientists have told them, we are just moments away from achieving eternal life through technology instead of eternal life through God. So you need to get all the riffraff off the planet. We need to reduce the population down to 2 billion and then to under 500 million, and technology can take it from there. They believe that you and I are just animals.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, so how do we mitigate? What do we do?
Well, there's a number of strategies that you can do. If you made the mistake, and through God's grace, you realized you made a mistake by taking one or two of these shots, there are some things that you can do to mitigate the effects of the mRNA. And not being a doctor, I don't want to give medical advice, but I would say get to a functional health medical doctor, find one. We have a couple great ones in St. Louis. We've got one in St. Charles. We've got one in Creve Coeur, Missouri. But find yourself a functional health doctor, and they will share with you the strategies you can use to reduce the impact of the mRNA vaccine on your body. If you've had both shots and a booster, I'm pretty sure God's about the only one that can help you, and that's above my pay grade to give advice on. So,
Roger,
good luck.
That. Roger that. Yep. Well, there's been some doctors looking into how to mitigate the effects of the clot shot in the boosters, and I don't know if there's been any resolution. Ivermectin seems to have some hope, but there's nothing definitive, nothing definite about this, is there?
Well, we know some things about the shot and what it's doing. So it's going into the spleen, and there's some interaction there in the spleen that causes a biological resultant of spike proteins going into the blood and into the brain. And we know that that is one of the pathways, not the only one, but that is one of the pathways that damage is being done to the human body. And so there are some things that you can do to mitigate the damage if you were silly enough to believe the government and believe the CDC and the World Health Organization and all of these known liars. But, John, I'm going to be honest with you. If you look at the FBI's crooked behavior, literally flaunting their nose at the law at every turn, the database of gun owners, go to my Facebook page. I just posted a video last night of a police raid into an apartment with a sleeping man. They didn't knock on the door. They didn't pound on the door, or they didn't bust the door open with a ram. They got a key to his apartment from the apartment owner. They snuck into his apartment and on video killed this guy in less than 9 seconds. This was not police work. This was a murder conducted by supposed criminals wearing badges. You watch this video, you're going to realize that there is no accountability to government anymore. And I'm telling you, folks, we got one more shot at it. You got one shot in 2022 at electing people that will bring accountability back to government. And honestly, I don't think Donald Trump's the one. I don't think he has the courage or the spine to oppose the deep state and drain the swamp. As a matter of fact, when he was president last time, he appointed Christopher Wray, Jeff Sessions. I mean, look at the people that he appointed. These are swamp monsters. He wasn't draining the swamp. He was promoting swamp monsters. Reince Priebus? You got to be kidding me, folks. So you think about what Trump did. Now, he either did it for nefarious reasons, or he did it because he was naive, or he did it because he cut a deal with the powers that be. But honestly, unless Trump comes out and says, I will wipe DOJ clean, I will go deep into the management structure of the FBI and clean house on day one, unless Trump gets aggressive and cleans up the mess of this lawless government, I don't know how this country doesn't wind up in civil war.
I don't either. I really don't. The people living in New York, Washington State, Oregon, they tend to be not only conservative, but some of the most productive people, including a lot of business owners, aren't there?
Absolutely. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to destroy the small business owners. This is a corporate takeover, folks. This is an insurgency. There are five stages to an insurgency, and I want to go over them after the next break and cover each one of them so you understand what's happening. This is a takeover of the United States of America, and I want you to understand how they do it. They are following to the letter the rules of insurgency. You need to know what those are, and we'll cover those when we have a little more time. Possibly in the long segment after the top of the hour.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we do have a short break coming up here in about a minute. And if you've got a question or comment, we will certainly entertain that at 512-248-8252.
So what can people do to mitigate the damage? Well, you can get into hand loading, John. You can buy an annealing machine so you can reuse brass after training with it. A lot of people don't know what annealing is. Well, a piece of brass cartridge case is kind of a neat piece of technology. And with that technology, you have a very hard piece of brass at the head where the primer is pressed in place. And then in the shoulder and neck at the other end, you have a softer piece that has some elasticity to it.
Hold on, we got a break. Call numbers 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if...
All right, we're back. Sam, you want to continue with your discourse, sir? You're on mute, Sam. You're on mute.
Before the break, I talked about the five stages of an insurgency. And what we are seeing in this country is very clearly an insurgency. And so traditionally, we would see pamphlets, little pieces of paper being distributed among the people, planting ideas, and discontent. Now we have the internet for that, so we don't see as much paper, but we see it in the news, we see it in the internet, we're bombarded with these things, right? That's stage one. Phase one of an insurgency is the communication, the person-to-person communication in the media that's promoting discontent. Stage two is public protests. Now keep in mind, we're talking about the steps or the stages of an insurgency, how you take over a country. This is how it's done, folks. Stage two are the public protests that are promoted by the George Soroses of the world. Stage three are violent protests and riots. Okay. Stage four, as a result of the violent protests and riots, you force the government to restrict the rights and the freedoms of the people. They tighten the noose around the people's necks. Now, what does stage four do? Well, as the government tightens the noose around the people's necks, the violent protests and riots grow, and then you see random attacks on the security elements of the state. This is what they want, folks. This is what the people trying to take over your country want. They want random attacks on the security elements of our state. Now, in a lot of countries, that's the army or the military. In the United States, it's the police. What do we see this year? We see attacks and killings of police officers, horrible acts being committed, doubling in our major cities. The rate at which police are being attacked and killed has doubled in many places. You are literally witnessing the classic elements of the fourth phase of an insurgency. You're seeing it. Now, why are they doing this? Well, when people start attacking police with guns and shooting at police, that justifies the confiscation of guns. This is what they want. This is the fourth phase. This is classic fourth phase, and that is right where we are at. I don't care if you're in Oklahoma or Washington or Florida or Texas or New York or New Hampshire. I don't care where you are right now. Your country is in the fourth phase of an insurgency, and you better wake up. Now, what's the fifth phase? The fifth phase is open major conflict and civil war. Now, here's the bad news. That's all the good news, folks. Here's the bad news. Never in history has a city, a state, or a country ever reached the fourth phase of an insurgency and not gone full steam into the fifth phase.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.